We now move on to item 12, and that is application for district council funding for programs of district characteristics. In fact, it has been agreed that an invitation letter be uploaded onto our website inviting organizations to apply for funding. In fact, two applications have been received, and on the 22nd of October, the working group studied the two applications for funding, and it was agreed that the two applications be recommended to the District Council for approval. For each application, the amount involved is $200,000. So altogether, we are talking about $400,000. Can I ask members whether they agree that $400,000 should be allocated to two district organizations for organizing activities of district characteristics. Questions? Comments? Mr. Wong? Thank you. Thank you. I want to say that I have no objection to these two activities. But then a couple of days ago, when we had the meeting of the working group, I said that each activity would cost $200,000. But I felt that the applications, both applications lacked details about the content of the activities. So at the meeting, I asked the secretary to try to obtain further information from the two organizations. I want to know whether we've received further information from the two organizations with regard to the proposed activities. Now, I didn't attend that meeting, but I remember that the activities had been held previously. They display local or district characteristics, and many people can take part in these activities. Now, Mr. Hong. At the meeting, I also took part in the discussion together with Mr. Wong. These are major activities, and I understand that the district council funding that they are applying for can only meet part of the cost of the two activities. But of course, we also wanted to obtain further information concerning the two activities. Now, they want to seek district council funding. And now, what other organizations will they approach for funding? We want to know more details about the activities. Because after all, they will be using district council funds. Thank you. All right, so perhaps I can now ask the Secretariat to give a reply. Yes, thank you, Chairman. With regard to the inquiries made by Mr. Wong and Mr. Hong, the Secretariat contacted the two organizations after the working group meeting, and yesterday we received further information from the two organizations. If the two members are interested in the information, then the secretary can provide members with the information. Yes, Chairman of the working group? Yes, Chairman. We held a special meeting. To discuss the two applications. The two organizers are extremely experienced. In fact, they have had a lot of experience organizing activities in a district. For example, concerning the temple assembly or temple gathering, they've already held 8 such activities before. And as the Secretariat has reported to us just now, the two organizations have already provided us with further information. So I hope that such information can address the concerns of members. We are of the view that these two organizers are extremely experienced and are extremely capable, and they do have the ability to organize these activities successfully. Right. So if members want further information, they can always contact the Secretariat. Mr. Wong, Chairman. I'm not singling out any organization for criticism, and I'm not against any of these activities, because we're talking about $200,000 per activity. And so when we study such applications, we have to be very cautious. You know, some of our working groups do not, or some of our working groups get less than $200,000 of funding a year. So we really need to be very cautious in deciding whether to approve the funding. And also we have to make sure that the money is well spent. So perhaps the Secretariat can remind applicants that they should include as many details about the proposed activities in their applications to facilitate our vetting work. Yes, I agree with Mr. Wong. I think district councillors can also attend those activities to see for themselves whether the money allocated has been well spent. Right. So if members want further information about the two activities, they can approach the Secretariat. So these two applications are recommended for our approval. Is there any objection? No, then I think we can approve the two applications.